I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon and this is Anna.
Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, Scott, I've got to stop saying what's up. I really tried to do something different.
What?
There. I don't know why I have to say what's up all the time.
Try again. And this is Anna.
Hello. I just can't do what to do. What's up? Fuck it, I'm doing it. I don't know what the right way to start the show.
Mm.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, nice to hear from you.
Hope you've had a nice week.
Hey, I hope you're good.
Yeah.
Woo. I don't know, it's weird. I'd rather just say what's up.
What's up?
And be massively out of date. What's up? Right, okay, we can't just talk about what's up all the time. Yeah. Careful, you're going to knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Too much energy.
That's quite a deep breath.
Ooh, she's light-headed, guys. She's all right. She's all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
She's worn herself out.
I've worn myself out.
What's new, Rhiannon?
What's new? What is new?
All the big ones. All the cool stuff's been happening. Nothing.
Me and Anna were just talking about selling stuff online.
Yeah, good. Brilliant.
New. Oh, I'm off to Miami.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
There's a good song about that. It's called Miami.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Will Smith.
Never heard of it.
Bullshit. You fucking love that jam.
One of my friends is obsessed with Will Smith. Like, he is her favourite musical artist. Can you imagine?
I mean,
Will Smith
being
your favourite musical artist.
I can't because he's not really.
She loves the song Switch so much that she had it played three times at her wedding.
Switch? How's that?
Hey, turn around now.
I mean, that is a great song, admittedly. But yeah. Three times seems like
a
lot.
Oh, nah.
I don't remember that bit, I'll be honest. But
it was from the film Hitch. Switch from Hitch.
Shit, that's really smart. A great film.
Have you watched that film?
Yeah.
Very good.
I'll tell you what I watched the other day. Yeah. 9 to 5, starring Dolly Parton.
That's a great
it's
film.
It's a really great film. And she is cute as can be.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful. I don't think I really thought about what she looked like when she was younger.
Mm. She's beautiful now, Anna.
People say she's just a big pair of tits.
Is that what people say?
No, it's from The Office. That's what David Brent says.
Does he?
I think so.
About Dolly Parton?
Yeah, he specifically. No, because he quotes, he said, one of our great philosophers, Dolly Parton, she once said, if you want the rainbow, you have to put up with the rain. And people say she's just a big pair of tits.
Your ability to quote The Office is terrifying. How often do you watch it?
Every time I'm drunk, I would say.
Do you? It does happen. Episode on.
It does happen quite a lot. Because quite often I'll go out with people and we'll talk about The Office. So when I come home, I'm like, that seems like the right thing to do.
That seems like what I want
to
do.
Not all the time. Rhiannon, it's the greatest TV show ever made. Finn. No more to be said.
You are so classic.
Though I do love extras, and actually, I might even go as bold as to say Derek is my favourite actor.
Oh, I love Derek.
I didn't want to watch it at first because I thought it'd be sad, and I was a bit worried about it.
It is sad.
I didn't know if that was the sort of thing I was going to be into, but goodness gracious me.
The Office is sad, though, really, isn't it?
Oh, it can be sad, It can be sad.
This isn't a David Brent,
God, how many minutes
Gervais
are we in?
Podcast.
But we're not here to talk about that.
We're not
which
here
we're
going
to have
about
put
that.
On t-shirts and coasters.
Up the bum, no harm done.
No,
up the bum, no baby.
I was having to tell someone about that the other day.
Why?
Not because I was teaching them sex ed.
Yeah.
Don't know, it just came up. I said,
up the bum, no baby, and we're not here to, but we're not here to
we're
talk
not
about
here
that.
To talk about that. And what's up will probably be on a baseball cap at some point.
I feel like someone's used that one.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like
female body inspector.
We need
FBI.
To make a t-shirt, don't we?
Yeah, we should.
I might. Yeah, let's make a t-shirt.
Let's get our own. Can't you just get your own t-shirt printing machine from Argos?
Don't know.
Probably
you thinking
not.
Of badges?
I'm thinking of badges. Well, let's do them. Fuck,
let's
just
do badges.
Okay, let's not get your hopes up, but we are going to be making badges.
We are going to have a craft day.
Let us know if you want one.
That would be such a fun that we could drink and it would be great.
Okay, let's look into that. Yeah. If you are interested in being sent a distinctly average badge, you will have to send us a postal order for $79.99 and we will send you one badge.
With a stamped address envelope.
Obviously, Rhiannon, I'm not made of money. Let's look into that anyway. So what are we here for if we're not here for any of what we've talked about? For how many minutes? I'm guessing 10 minutes, do you think?
Four and a half.
Oh, blimey. Time does go fast when you're having fun with Riri.
Yeah. What? No, you thought it'd been longer. That's the opposite. Time drags on you with me.
Oh, mate, that is a bummer. A, I'm a dumbass. B, you're a bore. This is a nightmare.
But stay tuned for our podcast called IRL UK
Podcast.
Yes,
you'll love it.
Which is about real life stories, stuff that you see on the internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everything on the internet.
No, because some of that is not funny.
Yeah. Funny stories that happen to people in real life.
That you wouldn't believe. You go, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. In those wonderful magazines as well. We've got to give a shout out to Take a Break Chats, Pick Me Ups, Love It, those sorts of things.
I've got Prozzies, Poo.
I don't think they like to be called Prozzies, by the way.
Why?
I just think it's offensive.
It's a fun shortening of the name.
No, I think they like to be called gentlemen friends.
There's so many T's in prostitutes.
I think there's three.
Yeah, it's a lot.
More than your average word, I suppose, but it depends what word you're talking about. Terminator, there's two.
Two? Did you
Tarantula, there's
two.
Two.
Threatening.
Oh, I was about to say Transformer. That's still a good two. One because it's third though, so you wouldn't think of that straight away.
Yeah.
Twitter, there's three. Yes. Right, okay, this isn't Countdown.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's fucking do what we came here to do.
Do you want to do a story, shall I?
You go first. Oh, are you ready? Sorry.
I'm ready.
I just want a couple more minutes to think about words with lots of T's in.
This is from the Tab Edinburgh and happened a little while ago. But
that's fine.
It's still funny.
Still relevant, hopefully.
A room in a club had to be evacuated after a clubber took a dump on the dance floor.
What the fuck? We did a story last week about someone taking the... somebody fouling, in fact, after Fowler's Bench. Mm. Can people just poop where they're supposed to and nowhere else?
Do you want to hear my song? There's dumping on the dance floor.
Oh, God.
I like it.
I love it, but I wonder how long you've planned it. And if you pick this story just...
I just came up with it just then.
He been dumping on the dance floor.
But you better not steal the groove. That's how safe
but you
those
better not...
to sing.
No, there must be something else funny.
But you better not slip in the poo.
Oh, DJ. You're going to slip in the poo someday.
Going to burn this house right down because
with
it smells.
Shit, because of all the shits everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Needs work.
Trademark. Oh, God, you're not allowed to sing on podcasts. Oh, you have to spend loads of money.
Oh,
Sophie Ellis Bexler, please don't come for us. Don't at me.
Don't at us.
Don't at us.
Because we ain't got no money.
We ain't got nothing.
Stay classy, George Street. That's the street in Edinburgh, if you know.
Okay,
you know.
Fine. I mean, I didn't know, but I just like anyone being told to stay classy when they've done a shit on a dance floor.
Why not?
Yeah.
Is the name of the nightclub. Why not?
Oh, that's... My brother's local, or where he used to go with all his mates, was called Watt Bar. So it was a fucking nightmare. So we were like, where are you going?
Mm.
Where are you going? Mm. Yeah, which bar are you going to? What bar are you
I wonder
going?
If it was linked to the one in Chelmsford called The.
The what? Yeah, that'd be good.
The and what?
Anyway, it closed down.
Did it?
Because the name's so shit and no one ever knew where to meet people.
No one knew where to go.
Fuck's sake.
This is before... smartphones.
Exactly. So this place is called Why Not?
Why
is it
not?
Just a letter Y or is it the full
W-H-Y space N-O-T.
Ah, cool.
One of Edinburgh's most popular clubs found themselves having to... Yeah, so people at Why Not found themselves having to evacuate the LED room, which I really like the details. I think it's one
just
of those
full
flashing...
of LEDs.
I think it's one of those that light up disco floors.
I mean, if you are going to poop on a floor, that would probably be the one to
it's
do it
so
on.
It's so fun. The LED room... I'm aiming for blue! Evacuate the LED room after an eager club goer took a poo on the dance floor.
Eager for what? Poops. Good times.
Eager for poops.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, eager for tomfoolery. Oh, Why Not admit there was an incident but would denied that they evacuated anybody?
Oh. So people oh my God, what they did is they just put a wet floor sign next to it. Or a pile of sawdust like the janitor used to at school when someone threw up in the class and then put a chair over it.
Chair?
Yeah, that's what they used to do at my school. Everyone was always thrown up there. I think there was poison in the food.
I think there was asbestos.
Oh, well.
Why Not admitted that there was an incident. However, several social media posts claimed that a clubber had defecated in the centre of the LED room, resulting in customers having to be evacuated.
Sure.
Britain's youngest ever lotto winner, Jane Park, was in the club at the time.
Why not, eh?
Yeah. And claimed she was evacuated She says, cannot believe the... Right, this is a tweet. In Scottish.
Oh my God, yeah. Can you believe?
Cannot believe cunts were pure getting excited last night from LED room because someone decided to drop their pants and take a shite.
And how much money she's got? Millions of pounds.
Millions of pounds. Fuck me. And then, if you know this, you're going to know. Like, great. I'm fucking howling. Well, it was fucking one of yours.
Oh my God. From that fucking incredible yeah. Cher Lloyd. I'm gonna sing Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd.
Yeah.
I can't do a Scottish accent.
That's a viral video we're fans of, where two little girls are gonna sing a Cher Lloyd song and the mum bursts in Lloyd. And says, which one of yours have taken a shit?
You left a massive shit. Well, it was one of yours.
It was one of yours.
I'm gonna sing Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd.
Oh, God. I'm gonna watch that again.
That's a shout out to Jen Crothers because that is generally the most important thing that's ever happened to her. That video. Well, that was one of yours.
Well, it was one of yours.
It's taken a Oh, no, did she say shit or dump?
I think she said shit.
To children as well. Come on.
Club Go Big Kieran McKenzie told the Daily Record there was a jobby on the floor.
Oh, mate. Why is
jobby.
It, yeah, why is it called a jobby, though?
I thought you might quite like that because it's...
I don't mind it, yeah, because it sounds quite fun, but I just don't know where it what the first thinking was there, but anyway.
Jobby.
A little jobby.
And then for some reason, all that Why Not just keeps saying is, we did not evacuate. What's
the you should have evacuated. Why are you proud that you didn't?
Evacuated.
Everyone should have left the dance floor.
Yeah, because there was a poopy on the dance floor.
You've been not slipping the poop. That's DJ. Better. We're going to slip and poop and poop and scoop.
Good.
Hotel forgives guest whose room was trashed by hungry seagulls.
What?
Little bit. Less rank than yours.
I love this.
Not loads less rank.
Seagulls are fucking terrifying.
They're the worst. A Canadian man has been pardoned by a luxury hotel after his room was ransacked by a flock of pepperoni-loving seagulls nearly two decades ago.
What?
You'll see. Nick Burchell was banned by the Fairmont Express in Victoria, British Columbia. Where's British Columbia?
It's Columbia. In Canada. It's like a it's like a district in.
Is it anything to do with Britain?
Probably one day. Was.
Excusez-moi. After a string of unfortunate events in 2001, unfortunate events in quote marks.
In quotes, okay.
In a Facebook post, the Nova Scotia man describes bringing some pepperoni to naval buddies on the West Coast. The problems began when he decided to cool the meat on the hotel windowsill.
Oh, Jesus.
The Brothers Pepperoni, a Halifax delicacy. I just keep thinking of that angry man, the angry pepperoni man. But is that pepperami?
Oh, when he's eating himself, eating his leg.
Yeah, that's gross. But it's not that, is it?
Do you still want a pepperoni pizza tonight?
I could really go for some of that. The Brothers Pepperoni had been kept at room temperature for a short time, Mr. Burchell wrote in a widely shared social media post. Okay. He thought it would be best to make sure it was refrigerated, as with most meat products, Mr. Burchell. But the fourth floor room had no fridge. But instead of just going down to reception, seeing as it was April, the air was chilly and his front-facing room had a window.
Yeah.
So I lifted one of the sashes and spread the packages of pepperoni out on the table and windowsill. Then I went for a walk for about 4 or 5 hours. Who goes for a walk for 4 or 5 hours, you fucking
you
crazy
do.
Person?
You do, you love walking.
But not when I know I've got a fair amount of pepperoni at home.
Yeah.
On his return, he found about 40 seagulls, an entire flock, in case you're wondering, in his room. They'd been eating the pepperoni, which does nasty things to a seagull's digestive system, he says. The startled birds immediately started flying around and crashing into things as they...
And shitting everywhere.
Yep, shitting out undigested pepperonis.
Oh.
They immediately started flying around and crashing into things as they desperately tried to leave the room through the small opening by which they had entered. The result was a tornado of seagull excrement, feathers, pepperoni chunks and fairly large birds whipping around the room. The lamps were falling, the curtains were trashed, he says.
This is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. He waded through the birds and opened all the remaining windows. In his agitated state, he threw a shoe at one confused bird who tried to fly back into the room. Both shoe and seagull went out the window. Finally, only one large seagull with pepperoni still clasped in his beak remained.
God. That makes me feel a bit sick.
It's quite worrying, isn't it? 40 birds in one hotel room is an absurd amount.
The smell.
In a moment of clarity, I grabbed a bath towel and jumped it, he said. Both also went out the window. The shoe and the towel-wrapped but unharmed seagull landed on visitors arriving for afternoon high tea at the hotel.
Ooh.
At that moment, Mr. Birchall realised he had just a few minutes before he had to attend an important business meeting and only one shoe. He recovered his mud-covered shoe from outdoors and washed it, but a hairdryer mishap as he tried to dry it knocked out some of the power in the hotel. What? Just thing after thing.
This is
thing.
Like a Mr. Bean episode.
Someone commented it's like Fawlty Towers. Mm. He finally admitted defeat and called housekeeping for help in cleaning the mess. I can still remember the look on the lady's face when she opened the door, he wrote. I had absolutely no idea what to tell her, so I just said, I'm sorry, and went to dinner.
And went to dinner?
He was just like, you can deal with this, in his one shoe. Soon after, his company received a letter saying he was no longer welcome at the hotel. But in March, he sent a letter to the hotel requesting a pardon from his lifetime ban and asked them to consider the last 17 years as time served. Mm. The hotel confirmed all the time to the Times Colonist newspaper that Mr. Birchall's wild tale was true and well remembered by long-time staff. It's one of those things where you can't make this stuff up, the Empress's director of public relations told the newspaper. Mr. Birchall's burden... No, no. Mr. Birchall's pardon has been granted.
But he has had a burden on him.
He has had a burden on him. Very good, Rhiannon. Yeah. Very good. Mm. I just like how that story just goes from one ridiculous moment to another.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in, and I wasn't expecting there to be any pepperoni involved.
No.
So I'm always happy to hear about pepperoni in an unexpected place, like a windowsill.
What about up the bum, though?
Not up the bum, Rhiannon.
Yes, you're not always happy to hear about
okay,
pepperoni.
Well, I didn't know you were going to bring up your bum.
Not my bum.
Well.
This guy's bum.
It came up pretty fast, that thing that you were talking about just then.
It's because I'm looking at this, which is my next story. Okay. Look at this picture.
What's that?
So that is a pole just under the skin in someone's chest.
Why?
Shocking video shows man impaled by a massive metal pole that goes up his backside and into his chest.
How did it get from his backside to his chest?
I fell
on it. Why has it got a condom on it then?
No, this did actually fall on it.
Oh, really?
The picture is, you guys have
it
to
didn't,
see it.
Hang on, stop. He didn't put it up his arse.
No, up the bum.
But actually up the bum hole.
His stomach and then kind of pierces just under the skin and it's like a lump under his chest.
But up his bum hole.
I don't know if it went straight up the hole. Okay.
Jesus.
Shocking video shows a man impaled by a massive metal pole that went into his bum and through to his chest.
Oh, I think not up the rectal.
Yeah.
Okay.
The disturbing footage shows him lying naked on the hospital bed, writhing around in agony while being examined.
Stop being a big baby.
The unnamed man can be seen covering his eyes. Well, that is the worst thing, I always think. If I had a really bad injury, seeing it on myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. That you don't want that.
The pole can be seen sticking out of him, and by him out of his bum.
Sure.
People say up the bum, no harm done, Anna, but look at this
Some
guy.
Damage done. Shockingly, how long's the pole?
Quite long.
Oh,
yeah. Shockingly, the pole carries on up inside his body and can be seen underneath the skin on the chest, as described. Oh, look. You know how sometimes they like suggested story, if you like this? This suggested story headline is Builder Impaled Through Testicles.
Oh, maybe we'll do that next time.
Mm. Which went through his entire body and emerged near his neck.
The testicle guy.
Testicle guy, yeah.
What a bummer.
So it is not known how the incident happened or where and when it took place. It is also unclear whether the man is still in hospital or alive, I guess.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Not a lot of details here, guys.
It doesn't say. It just says I misread it. It said the shocking video comes a month after a similar incident happened to a construction worker.
Oh.
He was electrocuted and then fell and was impaled on a steel bar after falling from a station in China. After several hours surgery, that man survived. And last month, as the Crosslink told me, a builder was impaled by a metal pole for his testicles.
People have to be a bit more careful not to fall over on the building site.
Yeah, onto poles that can go up your bum and through your chest.
Oh my God. So we unfortunately don't have any details. No. We don't know where it happened, when it happened, if he's alive.
Yeah, but it is gross.
But it is gross and it is perfect IRL UK fodder.
Yeah. We will try and remember to post that picture because that is gotta be seen.
I mean, it's revolting, quite honestly. Fully able-bodied woman wants to live as a disabled person. A fully able-bodied woman wants to... Well, great. Say it again, why don't you? And is even prepared to pay a doctor to help her fulfil her wish.
Oh,
I think we've done stuff like this before, haven't we?
It's like when people want to like not have a leg or something.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's called... Well, I shall tell you in a moment. 58-year-old Cambridge University-educated research scientist Chloe Jennings White from Salt Lake City in Utah suffers from a rare condition known as body integrity identity disorder, also BIID.
BIID.
Chloe, like others with the disorder, finds it hard to accept that one or more of their body parts often... Finds it hard to accept one or more of their body parts, often wishing to have them amputated or to become a paraplegic. Believing both her legs do not belong to her, Chloe dreams of being paralysed from the waist down. Bloody hell, Chloe. She first realised she was different at the age of 4 when she saw her Aunt Olive using leg braces. I wanted them too. I wondered why I wasn't born needing them and felt something was wrong with me because I didn't have them.
Is that like when you're little and someone at school gets crutches and you all want to have a go?
Gasping for crutches.
I was dying to have some crutches.
But I can't think of anything worse now. Apart from a pole up my arse out my chest, probably. Something in my brain tells me my legs are not supposed to work. Having any sensation in them just feels wrong. Bloody hell, this sounds awful. Good times, yeah?
Yeah.
Came here for a good time, yeah? Bandaging herself secretly for years, Chloe is now open about her condition despite receiving insults and sometimes threats.
What?
That's unnecessary. Since childhood, Chloe has attempted to injure herself numerous times so she would have to use a wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
At 9 years old, she rode her bike off a 4-foot-high acting stage. Yeah, landing on her neck.
Ooh.
From then on, Chloe decided to climb trees or take part in risky sports such as downhill skiing in the hope she injures herself.
Fucking hell.
I ski extremely fast and aim for the most dangerous runs. Doing any activity that brings a chance of me becoming paraplegic gives me a sense of relief from the anxiety caused by the BIIID. My friends and family can get a little worried about me skiing as they know I ski very aggressively.
Because they know you're doing it to try and disable yourself.
Fuck me, yeah. And they know they know I ski very aggressively, and they know that in the back of my mind, I actually want to get paralysed. Having a real skiing accident a few years ago, Chloe was left with a reason to get leg braces and a minor back injury. She was bloody chuffed, I bet.
Thrilled.
She still thinks about further damaging her legs, though, fantasising about having a car crash where no one is injured but her. She's not selfish, at least.
That's nice.
Coming across BIIID online, she realised that she wasn't alone, and that was hugely important for Chloe. It was a huge relief. I wasn't a freak. There were hundreds of others like me. Taking part in a BIIID research study in 2008, Chloe was diagnosed with a condition with
psychiatry.
Yeah. Wow. What the fuck? That's such an easy word. Psychiatrist.
He's a psychiatrist.
Fucking hell. Well, I just don't have to use that word often because I'm so sound of mind, you know? Michael first recommended she use a wheelchair. Spending the majority of time in the chair, Chloe believes it does help her. The chair gives me psychological relief instead of physical. I know it can be difficult for people without BIIID to understand, but it's what we feel. I can't afford to convert my home for disabled access, so I just use the chair as much as I can. Chloe still dreams about becoming disabled, even finding a doctor abroad in 2010 who was willing to cut... This sounds fun.
Wait.
Who was willing to cut her sciatic and femoral nerves. Don't know what they are, but I don't want them cut. I just want them in one piece.
Yeah.
Always have done.
Do with your legs.
Yeah. However, unable to afford the £16,000 costs, Chloe was unable to go through with the procedure. All I'm saying is, I could probably do that for less. I don't know the exact deets. I'd take £8,000.
Anna.
Just saying. Get in touch if you need to. Psychiatrist. Yeah, just got to take my time on these words. Just got to take my time. Dr. Mark Mallon, who treats Chloe, believes giving people with this condition wheelchairs is a good form of treatment, but added more research must be done.
Midway point, isn't it?
It's not a bad shout. The question I often ask is it better to have somebody pretending to use a wheelchair or to commit suicide? He's got a good point. One possibility could be to do some sort of nerve blocking so that the limb could actually not be used for a period of time to let the patient test the reality of being physically disabled temporarily. So yeah, there is some options there. They're not great.
There's options before getting someone to slice hostage style through you.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So hostage, isn't
it's a real nightmare.
Hostile.
Not hostage, but similar vibes.
I knew
what you meant. Yeah, that's a crazy one, but we definitely have done stories about people literally trying to amputate their own limbs before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, that woman that made herself blind.
Oh,
I forgot about that. That was a bummer.
Oh, I forgot.
To say
about
the least.
Oh.
Hope she's all right.
Hope she is all right.
I mean, she's blind. She is blind.
That's what she's always wanted.
She might have a nice dog because of it, though. I do like dogs.
Love a dog.
Love a nice dog.
Right, my final story.
Great news.
Sweet.
I didn't actually mean it like that, but that is 100% how it came across, and I admit that.
Sweet revenge. Wife discovers her husband's 5-year affair with a prostitute.
So I don't think it's an affair. I think he's just using a prostitute, Rhiannon.
So starts charging him £40 a go for sex.
Great.
Yeah. Very sassy.
Mm-hmm.
This story is very sassy.
I love it when people get sassy, sassy.
I love that they've used stock pictures of like a man touching a slightly sloppy woman's thigh.
Yeah, nice.
A furious wife has started charging her husband for sex after she discovered his CD 5-year affair with a prostitute.
Prostitute.
The humiliated woman was forced to undergo a HIV test after discovering her husband's sordid sex life and drug use.
Oh, mate, one or t'other. I've always said that.
Have you?
You should either do drugs or fuck prozzies.
We can get on them on the badge as well.
There you go.
The woman named Sarah to protect her anonymity. And oh my God, Rhiannon.
And why pick Sarah?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate for my sister whose name is Sarah.
It is. I don't know if that's what she was thinking about.
Oh, God.
To protect her anonymity.
Nice.
Believed her marriage of 30 years was blissfully happy until she discovered her lawyer husband's dirty secret in November last year.
Dirty, dirty lawyer.
Dirty lawyer.
Dirty.
She discovered the affair, which is in inverted commas, because as you say...
Not an affair if you're paying a prostitute. Please don't give him credit where it's not due.
When she found poppers in her husband's drawer...
Oh, God.
And dialed... That's so they can get things up the bum easier.
Like, yeah, and that is
dialed,
true, actually.
That is true. Dialed a number on her husband's phone, which went through to a massage parlour.
Mm. She told Sports massage or sex massage.
Sex massage. She told the Sunday Mercury, "It scares me that he could be so duplicitous. It's awful to live with someone that has much power over you."
So naughty.
Sarah says she's still no nearer to finding out the truth about what happened, but decided to forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
She gets revenge by making him pay £40 every time they have sex.
Does he? But he's agreed to do that. Does he give her a check or money or put it in her account?
I think he owes her more than
banking.
£40.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to work for it. Because as we know, having sex is hard work.
It can be exhausting. They don't call it blow and hand job for nothing, Rhiannon.
Job is the key word. She added, "I know my worth. I know all the women he could have chosen. I was the golden standard. A good woman is worth more than rubies, the Bible says."
All what? Right, take it down a notch, Sarah. Chill out.
"Because she will keep herself just for him. I invested so much in our marriage." She says she can't forgive the other woman. Not her fault.
Not her fault. Also, she's getting paid.
Literally her job description to have sex with
you. You wouldn't ever go to a dentist for taking teeth out, would you?
No.
Stupid Sarah.
She says she can't still 100% trust her husband.
Yeah,
sure.
That's reasonable.
And says she feels anxious every time he leaves the house. But at least she can spend that £40 every time.
I just... Yeah. I just don't know why the guy's agreeing to that.
Apparently it was just one prozzy. She says Sarah is now calling on brothels. This is not... You know when people take the wrong course of action?
Uh-huh.
Sarah is calling on brothels to enforce a code of conduct.
Just don't sleep with married men.
To stop sex workers monopolising one client.
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
That is not
stupid Sarah.
Shut
Why
up,
do you think
Sarah.
They're called regulars, stupid Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
Regulars, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're regulars, are you? You're
We've
5 o'clock
regular.
We've got our regulars
in the gentleman's lounge.
In the gentleman's lounge. Last story of the day. FBI seizes over 3,000 penises during raid at morgue employee's home.
What?
So that's a shame.
No.
Shout out to Lawrence for sending this to me.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence. You're right. FBI agents made an astonishing, I'll say, discovery this morning while executing a search warrant at the residence of a Houston mortician. They found 3,178 embalmed human penises.
3,178?
Embalmed human penises, Rhiannon. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's actually the FBI, not the female body
not
inspectors.
Not the female body inspectors. You can be part of that, though, and you get a T-shirt.
Or you could buy an I pooed T-shirt instead. Was I talking to you about that?
We were talking about it when we had lunch at mine.
Oh, yes! We're all saying our favourite
so
T-shirts
funny.
From Camden Market. The Federal Bureau of Investigation suspected 54-year-old. Oh, that's an alarm to tell me to book my gym class for tomorrow. I'll do it later. Fingers crossed there's space for me at Zumba. That's fingers all I'm crossed. Saying.
Do you want to stop and book Zumba?
Do you know what? I'll just hope for the best. Okay, I'll just do it quick. Do it forgot quick. About that. Sorry
speed
about
up,
that.
Speed up.
Okay, quick. They suspected 54-year-old Dave Murray, an employee of the Harris County Morgue, of being implicated in an organ trafficking network.
Oh, my God.
Forget about organ trafficking.
But why is he keeping them all at home? I think he wants them for his own personal use.
I think he's banging them. Or making them into
better than a golf flag
and a golf hole. Investigating several reports of missing organs and body parts, dozens of
actually, I think a golf flag's better, isn't it, than if someone's dead penis.
Oh yeah, I'd rather someone was putting a golf flag up their anus than putting an embalmed dick up there. They've been investigating several reports of missing organs and body parts. Mm. Dozens of agents raided this residence this morning, hoping to find evidence of his involvement in the crimes. And guess what they fucking did? What they found on the site was a lot more disturbing than what they expected, as the FBI spokesman Andy Ramirez described the scene in an interview with WNTV4. Cool. There were shelves everywhere filled with hundreds of glass jars. Each of them contained a penis floating in formalin. Now, I don't know what formalin is, but I assume it's pickle juice.
It's human pickle juice.
Oh my God. Don't mistake a penis for a gherkin or a cornichon.
Oh,
a delicious cornichon. According to Agent Ramirez...
It's cornichon, isn't it?
As if I fucking know the right way of saying it. A cornichon. According to Agent Ramirez, the accused rapidly confessed... Great. You can't.
Not
there's
much
no
option.
Point.
I
not
know.
Point saying, don't know what they are. Never seen them before, officer. He explained in great detail how he had been cutting off dead men's genital organs and collecting them for more than 10 years.
No.
It took the FBI more than 7 hours to gather all the organs and other pieces of evidence that were found on the site. What other evidence? Balls in jars.
So do you think he was like selling other body parts but keeping the penises for himself?
It's hard to say at
this
point.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yes. One for you, one for me. Mm. Kidney for you, dick for me.
Yeah.
A total of 53 criminal charges have already been filed against Mr. Murray, and hundreds more could be filed over the next few days.
3,178.
That's what I've heard. An anonymous FBI source told WNTV4 that the number of charges could reach over 3,000. Dave Murray will remain in custody for the moment as a psychiatric evaluation has been ordered to determine if he's fit to stand trial. I would hazard a guess at no, because of all the dicks.
Because
of all the pickled dicks. Mm. I think maybe not.
Yeah.
If he is considered fit, he should appear in court in October for the beginning of the proceedings. Mm. But again, probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I think not.
So there you have it. Pickled dicks to end the day.
Another week done.
Another week done and dusted. And it has been an absolute pleasure to be here with you all. Not that you're here.
If you want to see poles coming out of people's chest or, you know.
Dick jars. Actually, there aren't any photos of the dick jars. I don't want to get your hopes up and then there'd be no pickled dicks.
True.
What I like to call dickles.
Dickles.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
Very good.
If you want more humour like that, more humour, you can enjoy our social media sites. They are at @IRL_UK_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. And also if you go to Fassier Book and search for us in the Fassier Book search bar, it's IRL UK podcast. Please do continue to review us on iTunes. Wasn't it great? We're in the top 40.
Oh,
haven't banged on about that for a while.
Great.
Fingers crossed that will happen again. Fingers crossed for that. What else do I need to say? Please do send us stories. We love all that.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout out.
Let us know what you've been up to, how your week's been, what you got planned. Got any plans? Let us know.
We're lonely.
We do love hearing from you, though. You're a nice bunch.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me being so personal and emotional. I put so much emotion into that. I think that's it, though, Rhiannon. Anything to say?
Nothing from me.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening. And I guess ciao for now. That's Italian for goodbye and hello. Ciao for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.